Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And I'm hoping that your last few days since our last podcast here on Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973, you've been doing a lot of great things, a lot of things to warm the soul, a lot of things to get some exercise, get some good things going with your journey right now. I know I have. And before I left, I know I talked a little bit about where I was going. So let's talk a little bit about that, right? So as we're going to kick off this podcast, I did a lot of really, really fun things this last week or so with my family. Now, fun things to some people is going out to roller coasters, going to fun parks, going to theme parks, going all kinds of different things, skydiving and everything else. Well, my version of fun this last week was all about spending good quality time with my family, okay? So it was more so just getting out in the wilderness. We did some camping. Now, I know I talked about it on my video coffee talk the other day or yesterday. Here's the thing. I'm not a camper. I'm not a guy that likes to sleep in the dirt. I'm not a guy that likes to pop open a sleeping bag and go out and do whatever it takes to be able to be one with nature. That's not me. It never has been me. I've tried it before, and it's just never been my cup of tea. And we as a family haven't really done much of that except for here and there. We did one tenting night or something like that, and none of us really enjoyed the tenting experience. Plus, we were sleeping on the ground, so it wasn't really comfortable. It was kind of chilly up here in Maine, and yeah, so it was a bad experience. So this last week or so, last year, I bought a pop-up camper from a friend of mine to try to see if this is something that we wanted to do or even venture out and continue to make a consistency for making family memories and those kind of things. I mean, my son is 13 years old, so he's just getting to the age where he's going to be getting older, and he's like, I don't want to hang out with family, I'm blah, 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 and all this stuff like that. And he's getting to the age where if we do create some of those memories where he's in the teenage years, maybe he'll pay those forward with his kids down the road or just do it for himself. So we took the pop-up camper, and we drove I think it was about 8.5 hours, 9 hours, all the way up to Prince Edward Island. We stopped over midway point where my wife's family lives up in St. Stephen, New Brunswick, Canada, and we stayed the night there about 4 hours in, and then drove the rest of the way up to Prince Edward Island at a campground up there called Sunset Campgrounds up in Prince Edward Island. So we went there. It was right outside of Cavendish, Prince Edward Island, went across the big bridge that they have up there. That's like this huge, long bridge that you go across to be able to get there. I think it's called the Confederate Bridge or something like that. So the week itself was great. We spent a lot of great quality time. We had bonfires or campfires every single night. We slept in the camper, which surprisingly so was very comfortable. I was able to spread out in the little areas that they made into the beds. There's two bed areas, and it was just a really great time. And outside of little bumps here and there with a 13-year-old boy in the house, we had such a good time. It was so heartwarming, and it was heartfelt, and we just needed it. I came back yesterday for my first day of work, and usually after I come back off of vacations, I'm like Mr. Grumpy Gus, right? I'm walking around. I'm like, oh, you know what? This sucks. I'm not really digging going back to work. I'm not digging talking to people right now. I'm just going to bury myself in whatever paperwork or whatever or catching up or use whatever. But I had a burst of energy yesterday that was great. Plus, the other good part about that long expedition up there in the northern parts of the world is I was able to maintain my weight. Now, for me, for vacations and times away, this isn't something that was ever possible in the past. I've been mindful before, but I've always put on 1 to 2 pounds if I was mindful, and then more if I wasn't as mindful and just kind of let it go and live my life and did those kind of things. But during the vacation itself, I mean, we enjoyed ourselves. I wasn't one thing about deprivation that was going on at all, right? So I wasn't depriving myself of the things that I really wanted to have. There are certain things up in Canada that you want to try that my wife wanted to introduce us to. I've been together with my wife now for almost 18 years, and we, way back in the day, used to try certain things, but we haven't in a long time wanted to show my son certain things. So up there, they have these things called donairs, and they have this other dish called poutine, and I'm sure if you've had poutine in some American places too, where they put gravy over the fries. I usually nix the gravy, had the fries, because PEI, Prince Edward Island, is very famous for their potatoes. So the potatoes were delicious, and I actually had fried scallops one night. But the rest of the nights, I was able to stay within my range and be able to go out and get lots of steps and exercise. We did a lot of hiking, did a lot of trails, walked over dunes, did all kinds of stuff around the Red Rocks. So needless to say, it was well needed, and everything was just, it was a great opportunity for us to connect and forge an even deeper bond. And that's really difficult to do when you have a 13-year-old teenager angst son in the house sometimes when he's doing his thing and he wants to play his games and hang out with his friends and that's it. And parents are grumpy and they're old and they're stuffy is pretty much what we get from him whenever he thinks that we're just weirdos. Whenever we're dancing to our music around the campfire and those kind of things, he's like, oh boy, these guys are just strange. So that was my journey for the last week. And so thank you so much for hopping back on and listening to this podcast here today. This is, of course, Tuesday, and we are back at it, right? We're back at it here on the podcast. We're back at it with our week, the 24th of July, 2018, which is the only 24th of July, 2018 I'm ever going to get. So I got to make it the best that I can make it. You know, I'm on the back end, I'm preparing for the big party we're having on August 4th, 2018, this year, in about 11 days or so in Boston at the Back Bay Hilton, where we're going to be throwing a shindig, throwing a party with 200 of our other friends from No Finish Line Nation, and we're going to be having food, dining, dancing, all kinds of stuff. So it takes a lot of preparation, and we're putting some things together as surprises for the guests when they get in. Also, some gifts for the guests when they're at the party. We're having awards. We're doing all kinds of great stuff. So there's a lot of really awesome things going to be happening. And we have some really great sponsors also for the event itself, just to be able to do a shout out here on the podcast. We have Devotion Nutrition, which as many of you know, Jonathan Mudhustler uses in a lot of his recipes for making food taste amazing, but has a healthier benefit, and it's also less calories and better for you than some of the other products. But Devotion Nutrition has a great line of protein powders, drinks for our mixes for your coffees, all kinds of great things. So check them out at Devotion Nutrition. Another sponsor that we have for the event is Quiet Punch, which is a unit that you can put into your door frame, which I've owned myself, and you can put it into your door frame, and it goes by straps, and it has a bag in the middle, so you can use it as a punching bag, almost like you do when you go to the gym, except you can have it at home, and it's a lot quieter than what you would at a loud gym. So it works great. My son uses it. I use it. It's pretty amazing. Another sponsor that we have coming into the event itself is Light and Fit, which is from Dannon, one of the bigger sponsors that we have here. They're going to be coming to the event itself and going to be doing a little bit of a product demonstration with some of the products that they have with their Light and Fit line. So three great sponsors that we have. And we have about three or four other local sponsors that are here for us too. So it's a lot of planning, a lot of preparation. So I get back from vacation after being up in Prince Edward Island. I get back and this is what I have to really work on and prepare. So if you haven't gotten tickets yet, do me a favor. If you're local, Boston, New Hampshire, Vermont, anywhere around the area, again, I've said it on a couple podcasts already, get your ticket now. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time to bond with others. It's going to be a great time to be inspired by others and give people hugs and be able to thank them for just being inspirations in their journey and then just give each other some good motivation and lifting up whenever they need it. So it's going to be a great time. So with all of that being said, all that, I guess, household items that I'm putting together here as I get back from the my weekend or week away with my family, I'm here with a podcast with you, and I had a little bit of a reflection point that I wanted to share with you. So one of the things that I just shared with you a second ago was that I'd maintained the entire time during my Prince Edward Island escape and escapade. And again, that's a first for me on vacation. So here's a couple things, right? One of the things that I noticed is, and one of the users or one of the members on No Finish Line Nation, which again is our closed Facebook group. If you have not been there, do it. Punch in the search box, No Finish Line Nation, see the closed Facebook group, request to come in. You're going to be inspired and blown away by the amount of positivity, the amount of energy, and everything else you're going to get from there. But do that, okay? So one of the members of it, Mary Salter Straub. She does reflections a lot. She reads a lot, and she does podcasts, or she listens to podcasts, and then she reflects on her own vision and where she's at right now. She's currently in maintenance. She's maintained her weight. She's a teacher, and I find her very inspirational. A lot of the things that she says and shares, with a lot of the words that she shares with the whole entire community. And one of the things that she shared, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I was just getting caught up. I was preparing for this podcast, thinking about what I'm going to cover with you guys, just as a catch up or a refocus or whatever else. But one of the things that she had shared is that she's come to the realization that focus is a lot different than obsession. And if you are a person that is overweight, or you're a person that fights battles or struggles with weight, eating, any of those things that you've had all your life, and you've always had this, what happens is, I mean, more normally, all of us get together, we try to fight through it, we go on diets, we starve ourselves, we go on these obsessive moments where we are so fixated on everything that we're doing that we can have huge momentum to get to where we have to get to. And we go and we fight and we're digging, we're good to go, we're losing weight, we're gaining muscle, we're shaving time off our runs, whatever it is that you're working on. And we're so obsessed with it and we're so into the moment of it. And we just fight like hell getting to where we have to get to. And then maybe you do get to the goal, the number goal of where you want to get to. But then the obsession then wanes and then you become burnt out. Okay, so it's happened to me 1,000 times in my life. I fight like hell getting to where I have to get to, and I dig and I dig, and I'm so focused and laser-like focused, and the word focus is in there, but I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with, maybe it's stepping. If I've got steps going on my Fitbit, and I'm in Fitbit challenges, and I use them I wanted to use it as a motivator for me, but what ended up happening is I was so fixated on the number, and I was so fixated on the competition side of it that I was obsessed with it, and I became so just drone. I was so into that moment that I didn't think of anything else other than that. And it started to give me headaches. And I started to think to myself, man, I can't maintain this. And I've always talked about on the podcast that you need something that you can sustain and maintain for long periods of time. And that's my journey. And I need that. I need something that I know that I can maintain and sustain. Okay. So this week-long vacation that I went on with my family up in the northern parts of the world, we went up there and I was focused on balance. I was focused on eating some of the foods that I like to eat, but also being mindful, getting exercise, drinking my water, eating a lighter breakfast, or eating a lighter dinner, or not having as many adult beverages, or those kind of things. I made mindful decisions while I was there to help me to be successful moving forward. Now, it's easy to, when you get back from vacations or breaks or whatever, and you've gained weight or you've put on some pounds or whatever else, and then you're back at it, it's easy to become obsessed again. And sometimes you need a little bit of that obsession to be able to just kickstart you, get you moving, right? But focus is the key word you have to use. Are you focused on the journey that you have at hand? Are you focused on the things that you need to focus on? Okay. So focus, again, is much different than obsession. And I am an obsessive, compulsive person. If I've got something that I'm going for, I'm usually so all in that everybody around me goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sick of hearing you talk about that now, like you've been talking about for the last 3 weeks over and over and over again. And I become overwhelming for people around me, because here I am thinking I'm doing the right things for myself and I'm telling everybody about what I'm doing, where I'm at with it, how I'm focused on it, and I'm good to go and I'm laser-like and I'm in the zone and whatever. And they all know, they've all seen it. All my friends and family have seen it 1,000 times. They've seen me go down the road of just being over, just bearing with whatever it is that I'm working on, and I burn out. And when I burn out on it, I then slide the other direction. So sustainability and maintainability is something that's very important to me, okay? So again, we go back to a week long up in Prince Edward Island. There's seafood everywhere. There's pastry shops. There's Anne of Green Gable chocolate factory. There's ice cream, homemade ice cream parlors. There's all kinds of stuff for you to get to, right? But for me, focus was all about, okay, I can balance those things in if I want to enjoy that with my family, my 13-year-old son, and my wife of 18 years. And I want to be able to sit down with them and just have a great time and enjoy myself. Not overgorge, not overindulge, be mindful of the situation that's going on. So there was my focus. I wanted to make sure that I was focused on the things that I have to focus on. Okay. So for me, focus is much different than obsession. Now for you, are you in the same boat that I'm in? Are you the same type of personality that I am? Where we go so all in on something that we just fizzle out and we tend to burn out. And we become this ball of flames versus a ember or a coal of hot, of just burning forever, okay? The obsession piece of it is, that's the part that we need to break. We need to think of ourselves as, this is something we have to do forever. There is no finish line, and we have to continue to fight for us. And we got to continue to dig deeper. And we got to continue to focus on the things that we have to focus on, whether it's focusing on your why or changing your why when you need to, whether it's focusing on a number on a scale, or whether it's focusing on whatever your focus is, that's what you really need to hone in on. But don't become obsessive with it. Mary, I thank you so much for sharing that with me, because it was an aha moment for me as I'm sitting here doing this podcast. I'm thinking to myself, I'm an obsessive compulsive person. I need to make sure that I stay away from that behavior. Because when I become obsessive with things, it just is a bad situation on the back end. And my family knows it, and I know it. And I know, I mean, I could see myself doing it sometimes. I know that I'm being obsessive about something. I know I'm overdoing something. Another one of my friends, as I mentioned earlier, that makes great recipes, and Jonathan Mudhustler, he's part of No Finish Line Nation. He's also a pretty big social media presence, and he does recipes and all that good stuff. He also was one of the first people to mention that to me back in the day when we were all had our Fitbits and we were doing challenges and we were getting steps in and we were walking miles and miles and we were doing all kinds of stuff. And I was so in the zone. And then he bowed out and I was like, well, what are you doing, man? You're my partner in crime here. What are we doing? Why are you taking off on me? And he said to me, Shane, I can't sustain this. I can't maintain the fact that I'm so obsessive about it that it takes over everything that I'm trying to do. And he's right. But at the time I was like, oh, what are you doing, man? Why are you slacking? Why are you backing off like that? Like, what are you doing? Like, seriously, we got to keep going. Because I thought to myself, that was the only way I was going to be successful. And really the success comes from, what am I putting in my mouth? And am I having balance in my life? Because balance is key. Obsession doesn't allow balance. Obsession allows one part of your life at that moment in time is all you think about. Focus is something that you can focus on with balance in your life. Are you eating healthier? Are you portion controlling? That's not obsession. That's something that works for you within the confines of it, but you can still portion control things that you like to eat. You don't have to just portion control carrots. You don't have to just portion control rabbit food. In my life, I need portion control of other things that I like to eat, so that way I'm not diving into something full bore where I'm swimming in a vat of pudding. So for me, focus is much different than obsession. So when Mary shared that a couple days ago, I think it was a video that she did on No Finish Line Nation. Check her out if you get a chance. She's very thoughtful. When you are in the zone on something and you're focused on something and you're working towards a goal, the goal really is that there is no finish line and you just want to live a long, prosperous, healthy life for whatever your whys are. And so for me, that's my goal and that's what I'm focused on. I'm not obsessed with calorie counts. I'm not obsessed with point values. I'm not obsessed with carbohydrates. I'm not obsessed with those. I can't obsess on all of that. But what I can do is be mindful of the whole entire picture and know that I'm going to be successful if I just think the right way, do the right things, be mindful, and just not overindulge and overeat and stuff my face when I get down in the dumps or I'm depressed or those kind of things. Use those moments as a caveat to, okay, you know what? I'm not really feeling it right now, so I need to be more mindful at this moment in time and, you know, push the gas pedal, maybe hit the brakes a little bit on certain things, but it's all about balance. Balance is key. Remember, focus is different than obsession. If you're focused, you have a plan. You know what you're going for. You know what you're fighting for. and you know that it doesn't go away and you need to sustain it for a long period of time. So if you're obsessed and you're going down the road of just doing everything in one area or one pocket of what you're trying to be able to accomplish, ask yourself the question, can I do this for the rest of my life at this pace that I'm doing it right now? Can I do this for the rest of my life? Can I fight like this? Can I dig as hard as this is for the rest of my life at this pace that I'm doing it right now? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Because if you can't, then you know that that's an obsession. And you need to focus on how do you balance that out to live your life and make sure that you're making the right good decisions, you're being mindful, and you're moving forward. I hope that helps you as much as it helped me. I know, Mary, it really inspired me, and I really appreciate it on my first day back on podcasting here. And if you guys have any questions or you guys want to send over emails or anything, you can do so at liquidchaino1973@gmail.com. And I'll be seeing a lot of you in about 11 days in Boston at the Back Bay Hilton at a party, having a great time. I'm going to be doing some things for the podcast, doing some things for everything. I'm one of the sponsors also for the event itself. So we'll talk later, guys, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chaino 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LiquidChaino1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.